Hare Krishna, reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 39, beginning a new section of Krishna's instructions to Arjuna. Krishna says, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, thus far I have described this knowledge to you through analytical study. Now listen as I explain it in terms of working without fruitive results. O son of Prita, when you act in such knowledge, you can free yourself from the bondage of works. Comment. In texts 11 through 30, Krishna described jnana, knowledge, as the difference between spirit and matter, or the soul and the body. The activities of Jnana Yoga are basically the same as those of Sankhya Yoga, the analytical study of matter and spirit. To practice either, one must renounce all activities and practice meditation. Krishna, however, has consistently instructed Arjuna in another way. He has told him to work in a renounced spirit, not to renounce activity. Verse 39 hints that analytical study, Sankhya, means the renunciation of activity, which, if successfully performed, elevates one in jnana. But Krishna does not recommend that Arjuna renounce his activities. He therefore explains the benefit of action, not renunciation of activity, and says that action should be executed in knowledge with the understanding, jnana, that one is not his body. Krishna encourages Arjuna to listen attentively and to hear how to become free from sinful reactions. Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, Arjuna has already accepted Krishna as his spiritual master by surrendering himself unto him. Shishyasteham sarimam tam prapanam. Consequently, Krishna will now tell him, Arjuna, about the working process in Buddhi Yoga or Karma Yoga, or in other words, the practice of devotional service only for the sense gratification of the Lord. This Buddhi Yoga is clearly explained in chapter 10, verse 10, as being direct communion with the Lord, who is sitting as Paramatma in everyone's heart. But such communion does not take place without devotional service. One who is therefore situated in devotional service, or transcendental loving service to the Lord, or in other words, in Krishna consciousness, attains to this stage of Buddhi Yoga by the special grace of the Lord. The Lord says, therefore, that only to those who are always engaged in devotional service out of transcendental love does he award the pure knowledge of devotion in love. And that way, the devotee can reach him easily in the ever-blissful kingdom of God. That was the end of Srila Prabhupada's citation from Prabhupada's purport. Continuing, Buddhi Yoga or Karma Yoga may be practiced at different stages. The topmost stage, as Prabhupada mentions above, is when Krishna blesses the devotee and inspires him with full buddhi, and thus one effortlessly becomes fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. That is called love of God. Text 40. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Comment. Endeavor in Krishna consciousness, Buddhi Yoga, saves us from rebirth in a lower species and from remaining trapped in the wheel of samsara. There is no loss or diminution because all advancement is eternal. Material advancement, of course, is always temporary. Krishna continues encouraging Arjuna to hear about Buddhi Yoga. Verse 41. Has special significance for ISKCON devotees. 41. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched. Comment. Vyavyasatmika buddhi, one-pointed intelligence, is required for success. Srila Prabhupada once told his disciples that in the 1950s, before he spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world, he read the commentary on this verse written by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He said he was struck by the commentary, which further fixed him in his resolve to follow Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's order to preach Krishna consciousness in English. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, "Of all kinds of intelligence, the best is intelligence focused on Bhakti Yoga. In Bhakti Yoga, one's intelligence becomes single-pointed or fixed in determination. One thinks, the instructions of my spiritual master to worship the personality of Godhead by chanting, remembering, serving his feet, and so on, are my only sadhana, my only sadhya, my only livelihood. I am unable to give up these instructions either in the stage of practice or in the stage of perfection. They alone are my object of desire and my only responsibility. Beside them, I can desire no other responsibility, not even in my dreams. It is all the same to me whether I feel happy or unhappy, or whether my material existence is eradicated or not." End quote. Citation of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's comment on this verse. Continuing. Srila Prabhupada comments further on this verse in his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4, second canto, fourth chapter, third and fourth verse. The whole matter is concluded in the Bhagavad Gita 2.41 as Vyavyasatmika Buddhi, or the absolute path of perfection. Srila Baladev Vidyabhusana defines this as Bhagavat Archana Rupaika Niskama Kamabir Vishuddha Chitta, accepting transcendental loving service to the Lord as the prime duty, free from fruitive reactions. Hare Krishna. We shall end here and continue later. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.